tonight's prayer night. Amen. It's going to be good. I love to pray. I don't always love to pray in front of people, but that's what we're doing tonight. So we're just going to, I just want to just talk just a few minutes, and then we're just going to get right into prayer, because that's our purpose tonight. And we just want to stay in that purpose. But you know, I've just been meditating the last several months, really since the beginning of the year, about the Holy Spirit and about listening to Him and letting Him lead us and guide us. You know, we are definitely, I believe, living in the end times. This world is just, it's gotten kind of crazy, and there's lots of, you know, there's lots of voices that you could listen to, but it's important that we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in these last days, because it would be so easy just to get off on this way or get off on this way, because, you know, there's so many directions you could be pulled. And one scripture that I want us to look at tonight is over in Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." I love that. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. I'm going to read that again. "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." The Lord directs our steps. He cares about every little detail of our life. Amen. But you know, one thing I want you to notice about verse 24, it says, "Though they stumble, they will not fall." You know, God, He's in the stumble. He's in the stumble. He's there with you. You don't have to try to be perfect, because He's in the stumble. It says it right here. He'll never let you fall. You know, I'm at my worst when I'm trying to be perfect and be my best. But I'm at my best when I realize that I can't do this thing on my own. And I'm at my best when I realize that I'm weak, because when I'm weak, God is strong. Amen. And so the Lord directs the steps of the godly. Now, how does He do that? How does He direct the steps? Well, that's really simple. Let's go over real quick to John chapter 16. All right, we're going to start in verse 12. No, let's start in verse 13. It says, this is Jesus talking to the disciples, okay? "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future." That's how the Lord directs our steps. It's through the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. He guides us. He's our guide through this. Amen. And so we need to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. If somebody is directing you and guiding you and giving you direction, you're all ears, right? So if you're trying to go someplace that you don't know where you're going, and you say, you know, "Hey, I need directions to this place. How do I get there?" You're intently listening as they're telling you, because you don't want to get lost, because you have to follow their directions. Well, it's the same way in our lives. The Lord directs our steps through the Holy Spirit. And so we have to listen to Him so that we're able to do what He tells us to do. And the great thing is, see, the Holy Spirit, He knows about the future. He knows about those things to come. We don't know where we're going, but God does, and God directs us through the Holy Spirit. And we need to learn His voice. You know, people that you're close to, maybe, you know, your mom, your dad, brother, sister, spouse, you know their voice, right? you can pick it out of a crowd, right? And you know, people that you spend time with and that you talk to, you have a relationship with them. You've cultivated that relationship. You know them and they know you. But it takes spending time. And we need to spend time with the Holy Spirit to learn His voice, you know? And one way that we do that is just through praying in the Holy Ghost. I really, really, truly believe that in these last days, it's going to be so, so, so important to know the voice of the Holy Spirit, know it so plainly that the instant that He tells you to do something, you know it's Him and you do it immediately. You know, because there's a lot of voices, you know, that go on in your head. Have you ever heard somebody say, or maybe you've said it yourself, like, well, you know, I don't know if it's really God, but I think it is. I think the Lord's directing me. In these last days, we need to know without a shadow of a doubt. Because we may not have time to say, well, you know, is it God? Is it, you know, not God? You know, I have this friend, and bless her heart, she just doesn't listen to the Holy Spirit. She, all the time, you know, something will happen and she'll say, oh, I thought it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I should have done this, or I should have done this decision. I thought it was the Holy Spirit, but I thought it was just me. I finally looked at her one day and said, girl, you need to start listening to the Holy Spirit and do what He says, right? See, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. We know Him. Let me just read this really quick. Let me back up to John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus says, I will ask the Father and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him, but you know Him. Why? Because He lives with you now, and later He will live in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you, and we need to get to know His voice. Know it so, so well that the instant that the Holy Spirit tells us something, we know. God is concerned about every detail of our life. We read that over in Psalms. You know, it's so important. I was actually just talking about this before church. Back in the fall, it's about October, it was football season. And I had a dream. And I had a dream that my dad was walking. And he fell, and when he fell, he just landed straight on the back of his head. And I saw his head like bounce up off the concrete. And in my dream, I ran to him and he wasn't moving. And I laid my hands on him and started praying. Well, in that instant, I woke up. Now, you know, I could have just thought, oh, that was just a nightmare. That's a bad dream. I had, you know, bad pizza before I went to bed. But I knew that that was the Holy Spirit giving me that dream. And I knew instantly I had to pray. And so I prayed and I prayed and prayed until I got the release. See, the Holy Spirit tells you about the future, right? See, Jesus, because we're seated in heavenly places with Him, He's given us the authority in His name. But see, we have to use that name. He's giving us the authority. And so the Holy Spirit was showing me about the future, but it was up to me to do something with it and use the authority that Jesus has given me. And so I prayed in the Spirit until I felt a release. Well, then, you know, because it's like my dad, the reason why I know it was during football season is because my younger son plays football and he was coming with us to all the games and he wears cowboy boots and, you know, he'd be going up the bleachers. So then after I had that dream, I was like, Dad, are you okay? Like, I don't want you to fall. And if he, you know, if the bleachers would be slick because it'd be raining, I'd be like, Dad, don't fall. Like, hold on to the rail. He would get really irritated with me, you know? He'd be like, I'm fine. I was like, I don't know. Okay, you know. But I forgot about it, you know? Well, right after Winter Bible Seminar, they were taking some time off, and you know, that's when we had all that horrible ice and, you know, snow and everything. And so my mom called me and she said, Denise, she said, oh my goodness, you will not believe it. Your dad was taking the dog out and he was trying to go up a step to get back up to the house, and he slipped and he fell backwards. And instantly the Holy Spirit just brought that back to me, and instantly I knew that is exactly what I was praying about. And so instantly I said, did he hit his head? You know? And he said, she said, no, he fell back. And when he fell back, he reached out with his arm and he said, you know, his elbow is bruised up and his arm is kind of bruised up, but he didn't hit his head. He's fine. And, you know, he just had a few bruises banged up, but praise the Lord. See, the Holy Spirit will tell you things to come, because God is concerned about every detail of our life. And we need to cultivate that relationship with Him. Cultivate that relationship. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And we need to pray. And we need to spend time. And, you know, not only do we need to spend time in the Word, that's great, but we need to spend time talking to God, praying in the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit speak to us, and us listening and obeying. And the more that you pray in the Holy Spirit, the clearer that His voice becomes, and the more that you know it. You know, I can be driving down the road, and instantly the Holy Spirit will say something to me, and I instantly know it's the Holy Spirit. I know that it's just not my thoughts. You know, because I cultivate that relationship, I know His voice. And so tonight, I want us just to pray, and I want us to just pray in the Holy Spirit, and I want Him to fill every part of our lives, and I want us to get to know Him. Because it's important in these last days that we carry out what the Lord has for us. You know, this morning as Pastor Craig was talking, he was talking about us doing our part to bring Jesus to the world around us, right? To bring hope and to bring help and to bring healing to the world around us. We have the answer. And we need to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit to know when we need to reach out to somebody, when we need to, you know, call somebody and say, hey, you're on my heart. Is there something I can pray with you about? Amen. And we need to just include the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives. And don't let it just be a Sunday thing. You know, just, it's not Sunday Christianity. I like to say, you know, if you're really a Christian, if you're a Christian on Monday morning, because it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday. It's easy when we're in here and we're worshiping the Lord. But, you know, on Monday morning, that's where it's at. That's when you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. That's when you have to do the things that are in this Word. And so I just want us all to stand up. We're just going to sing a song that's been on my heart all day long. I've been listening to this song. You know, because I know that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of me. I know that that anointing lives on the inside of me. I know that that authority that Jesus has given us, that that's on the inside of me. And I can walk in that anointing, and I can walk in that authority anytime, not just here at church, but anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because the Lord cares about every detail of my life, and He wants to direct my every step through listening to the Holy Spirit on the inside. So let's just worship in this song, and then we're just going to start praying.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Father, we just thank you that the anointing is not only in this place, but it's on the inside of us. So right now we choose to just stir up that gift. We choose to pray in the Holy Spirit and cultivate that relationship with the Holy Spirit. And we just endeavor to invite him into every single part, every single detail of our lives. And so we go right now, Father, and we pray in the Holy Spirit. We stir ourselves up on our most holy faith. This is just what I keep on hearing, is that some in here, one, two, I don't know, there could be a lot. This is just what I keep on hearing the Spirit say, is that you've gotten away from letting me lead you. No, not sin, not away from the Lord. No, not like that. You're just trying to do it on your own. That's a better way to say it. You're trying to do it in your own strength and your own ability and your own might. And you've quit looking fully to my ability and my guidance. And you feel like you've been just running up against a wall, like you're just banging your head against a wall. There's direction and answers that you have been seeking, but you can't seem to get the direction and the answers that you're looking for. If you'll listen to me and you'll tune back into me and just fine tune your ears back into me, to letting every step, every decision, if you'll just tune back into me, I'll show you the way, and I'll show you the answers. I'll show you the answers, those ones that you've just been praying and crying out, God, 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 I have those for you. I just need you just to fine tune it a little bit. And if you'll listen, it'll be there. And just, if that's you, just as an act of just surrender, just come down to the front and just kneel and pray before the Lord, and he has those answers for you. You just need to fine tune that just a little bit. Oh, sokotarashi sini kitarasho sokotarashi ini sikitarashi. Let's just continue to pray, continue to press in, stir up that gift. God's giving answers to people right now. Oh, so kotarashi sinikita. Oh, so no. Inisikita lasho. Isinikita lashi. Oh, for your ways are higher. Your ways are higher. Oh, sokotalashi. Isi nikita. It's not in our understanding. Oh, sokotalashi. Isi nikita. Oh, sokotalashi. Oh, sonokotalashi. Oh, in the daily decisions. Oh, sokotalashi. Inisiki. Oh, yes, yes. That's where the victory. The daily decisions. Oh, sokotalashi. Si nikita. Oh, sonokota. Usuku. Unikitalashi. Si kitalashu. The daily surrender. Oh, sokotalashi. Inisikita la sho. Osokota la shi sinikita. Osunoku inikita la sho. So sokota la shi. Inisi uku unokota la shi. Isinikita. Osokota la shi sinikita la shi. Oh, so ukuto. Oh, no, not in our strength. Oh, we could never do that. We could never do that in our strength. Oh, so kota, only by your power and your might and your anointing. Oh, so no kota la shi sinikita la shi. Oh, so no kota la shi sinikita. Oh, so kota la shi sinikita la. Uso no kotalashi isi kitalasho. Ourselves to you. We so humbly submit ourselves daily. Daily, we consecrate ourselves to you. to follow you, to follow your plan. We love you so much, God, and that is our desire. That is our desire, to daily walk with you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 I just keep on getting as I was praying. I just kept hearing the words, daily decision. Daily decision. It's in the daily decisions that there'll be victory. The daily decisions, the daily consecration. Every morning, daily consecrating ourselves anew to God. That's where the victory is. Not looking so far in the future, not the plans, not the directions that you think are supposed to happen, but know that the daily decisions, one step, one step, one step at a time, hand in hand with the Lord, as He leads you daily. That's where the victory is. That's where the victory is. Hallelujah. trust in you. Every day we will trust in you. Every decision, every step, we'll trust in you hand in hand. When we don't know what to do, we'll look to you, not trying to figure it out, but trusting you. Because that's when we're at our best, God, is when we're 100% fully trusting you. We just thank you for speaking to hearts tonight, Lord. Thank you for this time that we've spent with you, just this intimate time, just with you, listening to you, communing with you, talking to you. Father, that's what we want to do every day. Thank you for speaking to us. We love you. We love you, Father. Amen. Amen. The Lord's presence is sweet. Amen. You can do this every day. It doesn't have to be here. Just at your house, just communing with the Heavenly Father. Just taking time to talk to Him, to listen to Him. Even just sing out songs to Him. It doesn't have to sound pretty. Mine didn't sound real pretty. Anthony sounded much better. But you know what? God doesn't care. Because it's about our heart. And it's just about worshiping and communing daily with our Heavenly Father. Because He loves you more than you will ever know. More than you can ever comprehend. He cares about every detail of your life. And if you'll let Him, He'll lead you and He'll guide you and He'll direct you. And it'll just be, you'll have so much peace and so much joy, even in the midst of all the craziness. You'll still have that joy because you know that God's got you in His hands and you're daily walking with Him. Amen. Amen. Well, I know that we have our prayer team here. I know we've spent time in prayer. And it was a good time, amen. Sometimes it's hard just to leave just this place because it's so special. But I don't want to end the service if maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You've never accepted Him. Or maybe you once were walking with the Lord, but you've gotten away from that. Or maybe you heard people around you praying in the Holy Spirit and you thought, well, what in the world are they saying? That gift is available for you. That's a gift that that God wants every believer to have. And so, or maybe you say, I just need somebody to agree with me in prayer. I believe we have some prayer team members, if y'all want to come on down. And they'd be happy to pray with you if you need salvation, if you want to rededicate, if you want to know more about speaking in tongues and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, they can help you. There's some gentlemen over here and some ladies over here that you can go to. Or if you just want to have agreement in prayer about something. Amen. Well, you know what? Monday morning's coming and I believe it's going to be a great one. Amen. Amen. I believe that we're going to have a good week and we're daily just going to consecrate and commit ourselves to the Lord. And it's in those daily decisions of walking with Jesus that we have victory every day. Amen. Well, don't forget about all the announcements in the bulletin. And don't forget right here Wednesday night, 7 o'clock with Pastor Hagen. He'll be bringing the word. You do not want to miss it. We love you guys and we will see you on Wednesday night. Amen. Amen.